Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
All right, I'm going to transition and talk about Borrower's Defense. This is another program I'm a big fan of. Although I should tell you that if you apply for this, Borrower's Defense will probably take about 2 years, to get these loans forgiven. Okay. Now, this is important to know because your loans can be placed into an administrative forbearance. And what that means is that no payment isn't required. But if they find you are not eligible for Borrower's Defense, any interest that would have accumulated and accrued over year one, year two, it will be back applied. All right. And Borrower's Defense is really for if you attended school that engaged in misconduct. You could have resulted in some type of harm as a result. And I want you guys to look at this slide and take a picture of it if you think this is for you, because you have to meet this criteria based off of your own cognizance. So when you're doing the application, they will ask you, have you suffered harm as a result of the school's misconduct? If you put no, then that's a no-go, okay? So please pay attention to this slide because this is telling you what it needs to be. Now, schools that are automatically eligible for this would be like University of Phoenix, DeVry, ITT Tech. I'm just thinking of some schools offhand. Sanford Brown. So Capella, you want to know these schools. If you are following my Instagram page, the Student Loan Doctor, in the link tree, I have a list there for you. Very important to see if your school is on the list. There's about 200 schools. I would love for you guys to just kind of verify. And we know that most of the schools on this list, if not all, are for-profit schools. So if you're like, oh, I went there for my master's, ha, you might want to get this application completed because this will give you a good amount of money back. It takes care of the loan debt that you spent at that institution. All right, what is a one-time account adjustment? This is a big deal. So let me just kind of read this verbatim, and I'm going to break it down to you. So this is for those that are in an IDR plan or PSLF. This will count all periods of repayment, regardless of the type of loan and repayment plan, towards IDR forgiveness. It also will count periods of forbearance and deferment that were not previously eligible. So this is how I'm going to put it to you. If I was doing a live survey right now, I would ask you, was there ever a time that you were enrolled in forbearance, meaning you just told them, I cannot pay, I cannot afford to pay my loans? And then let's just say you called in and you needed some help. But they were like, you know what? Don't worry about it, Bob. We'll give you 6 months. Did that ever happen to you? If so, you probably were a part of what's called forbearance steering. Forbearance steering says you didn't take the time to ask Bob about his financial situation and then allow Bob to make some suggestions as to what he could pay. The way this works is, let's say you had a payment of $200 a month, but you really could just afford $50. Well, there was a document that was supposed to be utilized that said, based off of what you shared here, we assess your new financial plan as X, Y, and Z. That didn't happen. And as a result, you lost traction and time towards paying your loans. A lot of people don't know this, but according to the repay plan, save plan, IBR plan, there's a time period in which you are supposed to be in repayment. For example, the save plan may say no more than 15 years. Well, when your loans are in forbearance, you're not in repayment. And when you could have made a $50 payment and kept it up, now you cannot because you didn't have the option. So there's going to be an adjustment that's happening like now, and they're going to give you up to 36 months of back credit towards forbearance steering. So I hope I made that as clear as possible that you want to keep track of on studentaid.gov and with your lender. Studentaid.gov is going to also, by the end of December, update where you are at in terms of repayment of the IDR plan, just kind of similar to a PSLF payment tracker as well. Okay, my next favorite one that's happening in real time, and this one will be wrapping up by the summer. If you took out loans before 2003, we do help people file this complaint. We have an ebook about it. It's pretty cool. You should not have student loans if you were in repayment. And when I say repayment, again, doesn't mean you made the payment. You were in repayment. We love to help. So let me give you a gist of what that looks like. If you have older loans, you also want to make sure before April 30th that you consolidate your loans so that you can be eligible for any form of forgiveness that's available now and what's coming down the pipeline. So just to give you perspective, about 9 million people, probably more like 12 when we think about some of the Parent Plus and Perkins and Hill loans, were skipped. So you probably got skipped if you're like, girl, I didn't get loan forgiveness before 2003. I know this is why we're talking about this tonight. So I'm really, really excited for you guys to explore this concept with us further, because you probably are overdue for forgiveness and you simply put got skipped. That was what the announcement had said. All right. So I'm really excited to see who can be eligible for this. This is a process in which we would submit a complaint and say, hey, could you look at our loans? And as a result, we have been seeing people get forgiven. Last slide, and I definitely want to go into some Q&A tonight. I think that the serving of time will be best spent there. Oh, I do want to give you guys the latest update with Biden. Can't forget that. I'm actually probably going to read verbatim to you guys because I don't have a slide for it. It just came out. What is happening with the Biden administration and forgiveness. Lastly, if you do not work for a nonprofit, you may want to consider owning your own nonprofit. Now, of course, you want to have it towards a good cause. So you want to make sure that you actually care to have the nonprofit, get it up and going, working the nonprofit, and setting it up correctly. Very important. So you would start your own nonprofit, you would file your federal and state paperwork, you would complete the PSLF paperwork afterwards, you would then complete an employee designation form, and then you would enroll into an IDR program such as SAVE. Now, we do have programs and services that help with this. The reason why this is very, very important, we've helped thousands with this, this is great, is because they've become more lenient as to who can get credit in the PSLF program. And they even changed their FAQ around to assist people that have just started their nonprofit to be eligible for PSLF. Somebody said, well, can I enroll my mom into it? Can I enroll my boyfriend? Yeah. And the thing is, you just don't want to take on too many employees because there's a four-year window in which you have to get the nonprofit off the ground, so to speak. But by year four, you have to show that it's profitable, making income the equivalent of your salary. And in this example, you probably would say your salary is minimum wage of at least 30 hours a week in which the state in which you live in, if that makes sense. just for context. So super cool option to help more people get onboarded with PSLF. Another thing that I like about what's happening with PSLF, by July, we're hoping that they're going to announce that you can make multiple payments in a month. Very, very exciting. So let's say your payment is $200, but you could afford that month to make a $600 payment. Well, that could be three payments out of 120. The goal is as soon as you get to 120 payments, you will be forgiven. So anybody excited about that? That's a big, big deal because of the way that you're able to expedite repayment if you're in PSLF in general, or let's say you start the nonprofit and get enrolled in PSLF. Okay. And then last thing, Biden loan forgiveness. Let me pull that up for you.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.